We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
If you're craving that perfect touch of creaminess in your coffee, look no further than Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. With 5 irresistible flavors like Very Vanilla, Melty Mocha, and Marshmallow, you can elevate your coffee experience by adding a deliciously foamy layer to your favorite brew, hot or cold. Each can tops up to 20 cups of coffee. That's great value. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com, find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's coffeetoppersfoam.com. Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new Cinnamon Pull-Apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery-inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet, warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey-gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's, the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart, only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Today's daily highlight from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
All right, so we were all invited to a friend's wedding, mm-hmm. who we love. We just adore this friend, right?
Yeah.
Some of us were invited with our significant others, and some of us weren't. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to figure this out. So, okay, I'll name names. Scary.
Yeah.
Hi. Scary received an invitation, but it does not include his girlfriend.
Correct.
Right. Right.
My girlfriend of 14 years.
Exactly. And so when you're planning a wedding, I mean, you know, maybe she just doesn't know you have a girlfriend. I don't know.
Right.
The thing is, when you're planning a wedding, you do try to find out, do they need the plus one? Is there someone in their life like they've dated, for instance, for 14 years that should be invited? So I don't know. So Scary's like in a quandary.
Yeah, because it's weird for me to go without my girlfriend. But then again, my girlfriend doesn't know these people. So but that doesn't make it okay. It puts me in a bad spot.
I feel it does. Like
anyone who's planning a wedding needs to assume you plus one. You cannot control everyone in the room.
No, you don't.
And if the person doesn't want to bring a plus one, let it be up to that person.
But do you know how expensive a wedding is?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No, he never will.
He never will know.
But no, you know what? I get that, but it's a tricky thing. It's a political thing, right? I mean, you don't want to upset anyone. You know, I don't know.
And it's happened once before too.
I think he's a little more upset. Correct me if I'm wrong. You've been with your significant other, Robin, who I love, for 14 years.
Yeah.
And I've been with mine for just a few years, and he got an invite.
Correct.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So I think he was upset about that. But listen, I have a friend.
To be honest, though, Gandhi, you talk about your boyfriend a lot more than Scary talks about his girlfriend.
Yeah, I do. And so, I think I communicate with this person a lot more, too.
Right. But it doesn't make it right. See, this is why I feel like the bride and groom should have... think about these things when they're sending out the invites that look...
Maybe they did.
Be putting the guest in a bad spot. You know?
Maybe they did think it through. Yeah, right. Gandhi, what?
I mean, I think if people have super control over anything in their lives, it could be their wedding. They don't have to do something just for the guests. But also, I have a friend who didn't invite people's significant others purposely because she said, I don't know these people and I don't want them in my wedding pictures. So
and that's her prerogative.
Yeah.
Right. I know there were a few people... there were a few people that were invited to my wedding... that actually kind of ran their date past me, and we said, no, please don't bring them to our wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Exactly.
So there were certain people that you didn't want in the room for your wedding?
Exactly. Because it's our wedding.
Still let me bring Lisa eventually.
Stop it. It was the other way around, actually. We told Lisa not to bring you.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
And at my wedding, I had some people ask to be invited. They're like, I'm invited, right? And I was just, yeah. And then I invited them out of guilt, and then one or two of them didn't even show up.
Wow. But yeah, I had a few of those too, Danielle. Yeah. People saying, aren't you going to invite me to your wedding? Everyone else is getting, and it turned into that, you know, crap show. I was like, oh, God, I'm sorry. You only have so much room, you know? You really do. And even with the people you do have coming, with all that room that you have, you still have to like figure out where they sit. I mean, there's more to it than just you're coming, you're not. I mean, hello.
And a venue has a cap on how many people can be there, so that could be part of the reason too.
The wedding is about me and who I'm marrying. Period.
Exactly. It's about the marriage. But
there are a few people that were not invited to my wedding that have not spoken to me since.
Oh, wow!
Right. Really? And one person I've wanted to invite, I forgot to. And just got married, invited everyone except for me. Aww. So there's that. You know, why do weddings turn into that?
I know.
I don't know.
So, Scary, do you want us to try to finagle an invite for your girlfriend? I don't think that'd be a fun thing to do for us.
I mean, maybe just drop a hint would be good.
I don't think she would like that. No.
Yeah, no, you're right. It puts the bride in a bad spot.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
I'm talking about Robin.
Oh, yeah. I feel bad for her, too. Damn it. Oh, my God, this is awful.
All right, moving on. You know, we have line 19, Tara from Trenton. Let's talk about her wedding. She's planning her wedding. And you don't want strangers at your wedding, right, Tara?
Oh, we do not. We definitely don't. That's why anybody we invited their significant other that we know and that they've been serious with for a long time. But besides that, I don't want strangers at my wedding. I'm not paying over $100 for a plate of food for someone I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me put it this way. What if there's someone that you know really well from work, you've never met their significant other, but you know that they've been significant others for years or even married, would you still not invite that person?
No, I don't think I would. No, if they're not, me and my wife, well, or my future wife agreed that if they're not in our lives, then they shouldn't be a part of our big day.
Oh, that's so terrible. That's terrible. No,
I don't think that's scary. Who are you to tell someone what's terrible? That's their decision.
You're inviting me.
About the guests. It's about the couple. It's not about the guests.
Yeah.
So you're not going to give me a plus one because you don't know my girl?
No. They don't know your girlfriend. They don't want her there.
When you decide to plan a wedding, I want to see how... Oh, forget it.
Exactly. Planning a wedding is a tricky thing, right, Tara? Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts. It's like working a puzzle sometimes.
There really is.
And I bet there's people that you really would want to be there, you just can't invite them. And so that's going to cause another crap storm alone,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. We can't even afford to invite some of our family members, so... It's difficult because it costs a lot. So we're not going to pay for, you know, one of our friends, you know, girlfriends or boyfriends just because they want them there.
Yeah. All right. No? Well, look, bottom line, Tara, you guys have a great wedding and a great marriage and all the best to you. Okay. And thanks for listening every day.
Thank you so much. I love you guys and I love Danielle's laugh. I always wanted to tell you that. It makes my morning.
Aww,
you should invite her laugh to your wedding.
Yes, I'll come to your wedding.
No, not you. Just the laugh.
Just the laugh.
You can only afford that. That's it.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You have a great day, Tara. So there you go. I mean, Scary. You know, there's some people. They obviously, if they knew you well enough, they would invite your girlfriend. So they're just you're sort of friends.
How little
that's
do you
okay.
think of me that you think that I'm not worthy
okay.
of a plus?
How little do you think? How little do you think of the bride and planning a wedding that you think that she has to invite someone she doesn't know or he doesn't know?
It's a tough husband.
Spot. And maybe they don't know. Because not really. You don't really talk about it on the air, and maybe they think you're single. You don't know.
Okay. Jenny is on line 19. She's a bride running into the same problem, inviting guests and significant others. It's a rough job, isn't it, Jenny?
Yes, it is.
I've done it. Danielle's done it. Yeah. It's challenging because go ahead, Danielle.
Sorry. Do you run into the problem where you go, okay, if I invite this person, then I have to invite that person.
Oh,
and then
absolutely.
If I invite that person.
Yes.
And it's
kind of getting out of hand. Like, I mean, we're trying to cap it at 100 people. I mean, it's very expensive. Me and my fiance, we live on Cape Cod. And, you know, the Cape is a destination wedding, especially in the summer. It's very expensive. We're trying to keep it at 100 people. I'm between a rock and a hard place because his mom is helping us out by paying for the wedding, and she wants to invite her friends and this and that. And then my fiance is like, I don't even know who these people are. And I'm like, I'm trying to be respectful. Like, I appreciate she's helping us out, but I'm not planning a play date for you guys.
Like, play date.
Have a play date with your
money. Yeah.
Like, and I know it is her money, but like, I told her, I was like, you know, if I have room, I will. And just,
it's rough,
you know.
And then you have to make some tough decisions have to be made. It's not easy.
Yeah.
And also, parents' friends might give you more expensive gifts than your friends. I don't know your friend's status, but I think my parents' friends would give me better stuff than my friends would.
Wow.
Yeah, and then like another thing that's happening is we're having a ceremony at a church, and I've already requested that there's no children there because I don't want a screaming baby to, you know, scream at the wrong time. It's just like, it's to me, because it's in a church, for us, it's like a religious sacrament. Yeah.
So now, are you having
Are
you having kids at the party afterwards, or no? You don't want kids at all.
I did cave and say yes. The kids can come to the reception. That's fine. Like, you know, if they're going to miss 1 hour versus a 5 hour party, I'd rather have them miss the 1 hour.
There you go. And the kids, you know, they don't eat much. They don't drink a lot of booze, and so they're cheap. You know. So Jenny, you know, it's your wedding. It's your day. And a lot of people, you know, people get butt hurt because the wedding's not going the way they want it to go. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's not their problem. That's why I just, you know, weddings, we had a beautiful wedding, but I tell you, it was rough to put together. There were people we had to eliminate from the list, and I'm still kind of, I'm still like paying the price in a way with these people. I'm like, eh, what are you going to do?
There's a couple people from ours too that I wish I could have invited, but I didn't. And they've never said anything, but you know when you kind of just feel that every time you see them, like in the back of their mind, it's like, you didn't invite me. You know, I feel that.
Tell you what, the next couple of times I get married, I'm not doing it the same way. It's going to be a little different. A little different. Well, Jenny, how long away are you from your actual wedding date?
We are about 8 months away. Our wedding is May 25th of 24.
Nice.
Well, we're not going to expect an invitation because I know it's packed, but we like you anyway, and I hope you have a great day. Thank you for listening, Jenny.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Aw, thank you so much. Aww. Tell everyone on the Cape we said, yo, hi, Cape people.
I love will. It. I'm.
All right. Well, right. Did we lose her? Where'd she go?
Hello?
There you are. Yeah, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, just thank you. This literally made my entire day.
Oh, and ours too, Jenny. All right, thank you for listening to us. There you go. You know what? It's your wedding. You got some tough choices to make.
Yeah.
So this is the Gandhi, like, sitting there, I'm not getting married.
No, it's so easy. I don't have to worry about it. If I ever get married, which I won't, it'll be secret, and nobody will ever know.
There you go.